section of the conference, His Excellency the Ministers, Ambassadors, Distinguished Delegates, Ladies and Gentlemen, good afternoon. It's my great honor and pleasure to attend 38th session of the FAO conference. On behalf of the Government of Bangladesh and its people, I congratulate Mr. Muhammad Asif Rahimi, Minister of Agriculture, Irrigation and Livestock of Afghanistan, for his election as the chairperson of the conference. I also congratulate other Vice Chairman and thank the chairperson of the last conference, Mr. Tefera, for his outstanding contribution. Mr. Chairperson, since its establishment in 1945, FAO has been engaged in eradicating hunger, malnutrition, and rural poverty. Addressing this concern requires adequate food to be produced, which in turn entails the development and adoption of the continuous flow of sustainable technologies and the inclusive engagement of smallholders. Equally essential is to ensure access of all the population to adequate, safe and nutritious food as needed for leading an active and healthy life. Access has to come from increased income generating opportunities and from social protection intervention to be able to ensure the right to food for those unable to obtain adequate access through the market or homestead production. Last but not the least, the safety and quality of the food needs to be ensured from farm to the table. The absorption of food needs to be supported by adequate nutrition intervention to be able to ensure optimal utilization. I would like to commend FAO for its innovative and forward-looking approaches and take this occasion to reiterate my government's appreciation for FAO as a trusted partner in the fight against hunger and rural poverty. Mr. Chairperson, allow me in this occasion to thank FAO in particular for awarding Bangladesh a diploma in recognition of our notable and outstanding progress in fighting hunger. We feel honored for this recognition. As estimated by FAO, we achieved the UNO Millennium Development Goal 1 for hunger as the prevalence of undernourishment reduced from 34% in 1992 to 16.8% in 2010 and 12. Moreover, number of the undernourished people in Bangladesh reduced from 37 million in 1992 to 25 million in 2012, despite the rapid population growth. My dear friends and colleagues, this was not an easy task for a small and densely populated country where 160 million people live on only 55,000 square miles and are confronted with natural calamities that are becoming more frequent and severe as a result of climate change. I must affirm that this achievement has been possible due to the able leadership of our Prime Minister, Sheikh Hasina, who led the cohesive work of the ministries and different agencies and many others in line with Vision 2021, adopted by our government with the ambitious objective of reaching middle-income status within 50 years from our independence. Mr. Chairperson, you will know that poverty eradication requires rural and agricultural development. In Bangladesh, the agriculture sector still plays an important role in the economy. Half of the population is employed in agriculture and two-thirds live in rural areas. Agriculture is the main domestic source of demand and growth for the entire economy. The policy of the government under the leadership of Honorable Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina recognizes primary attention to this sector, and this has increased our resilience to the global financial crisis. We enhanced agricultural research and extension, expanded irrigated areas, improved the distribution of seeds and fertilizer, increased and rebalanced fertilizer subsidies, promoted mechanization and adoption of sustainable and environmental friendly agronomic practices, encouraged the modernization of food distribution, and increased grain storage capacity and the participation in the market of small and marginal farmers, also by improved access to financial services in collaboration with our NGOs. It is noteworthy to mention that agriculture research has led to the development of saline and drought-resistant varieties of paddy and different genomes of jute. Production of rice, our main food staple, is now exceeding 30 million metric tons per year. This is more than three times the level recorded at the time of independence and almost 10 million metric tons more than in just 10 years. We recognize the primary merit for this achievement to our farmers, their hard work and their resilience to natural calamities. We have strengthened their abilities and determination through a policy framework based on macroeconomic, financial inclusiveness and comprehensive coverage of food and nutrition intervention. Under our national food policy and country investment plan, intensification and diversification through increased population of micronutrient and protein, rich food resources, sustainability and resilience of agriculture are coupled with targeted social protection intervention. We acknowledge that long-lasting collaboration with FAO has been instrumental in putting in place this effective policy framework and in maximizing international financing. In the 2 years since the approval of our country investment plan, we are able to mobilize additional $3.3 billion for investing in agriculture, food security and nutrition. More than one-third is provided by the international community. Mr. Chairperson, we are very happy to learn that Mr. Wilfred of Tanzania is going to be elected as the independent chairperson of council. We welcome him as thank Mr. Luke of France for his successful completion of his term. We are very happy to learn that this conference has reviewed strategic framework and medium-term plan have been placed for approval. We acknowledge that the MTP has been developed through a strategic thinking process and describe the result-based model and its strategic objective, functional objective, and core function. The five strategic objectives identified are fully in line with our expectation. It is praiseworthy to note that the first objective is the realization of eradication of hunger. We hope that Bangladesh's successful experience in managing policy and investment planning based on governance inclusive of civil society, private sector, and international development partners can inspire FAO in pursuing its strategic objective worldwide. We are happy to see FAO committed partnering with civil society and private sector organizations. We are convinced that eradication of rural poverty requires mobilization of all possible energies within its country and reinforced international collaboration. Bangladesh has high regards for its NGO, CSO, which are among the largest in the world, and we are now rapidly extending their presence internationally. Providing resources and opportunities to women has positive impact on children's health and education and long-term economic development, and hence the government aims to further enhance women productivity in agriculture and rural non-farm. Mr. Chairperson, the technical and financial resources of the three Rome-based UN agencies, IFAD, FAO and WFP, can be further valorized by reinforcing partnership at country level. Meanwhile, we encourage the DG of FAO in continuing his effort to make FAO a more effective, knowledge-based organization. Mr. Chairman, in conclusion, I must say that as a most densely populated country, highly vulnerable to climate change, Bangladesh is facing a formidable challenge in its fight against hunger. We have no room for complacency for achieving the MDG Goal 1 target, and we shall have to go a long way for ensuring access to safe and nutritious food for all our people at all times. We expect that FAO will continuously be with us in long journey ahead of us toward the progressive realization of right to food. I welcome the decision of the conference and look forward to see their successful implementation. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you all for listening to me. Thank you.